I'm wondering, your team is 9-0 this season when rushing 30-plus times, and there have been some instances where you guys have closed games out that way, but also a number of times when you trailed significantly and still stuck with the run, games like New Orleans and Denver come to mind. So with that in mind, what are your thoughts on that statistic?
Well, I mean, it's always something that we want to try to do each week in terms of maintaining our balance. That's for sure. We have good backs that can all do good things when we hand them the ball. So that's definitely part of our game plan each week. I think, each game is different in terms of the type of success that you're having running the ball. Some of the things you may see that if you make an adjustment, you may improve your ratio of success as the game goes on. So you continue to try to do some of those things. Certainly the game situation, if it gets too late in the game, then you start to get into a situation where it's very difficult to continue handing the ball off because, one, you continue to keep the clock moving, and two, you got to probably score and pick up yards a little quicker. So, we want to try to maintain our balance. That's a goal of ours, to try to run the ball and throw it well each week. And we have great confidence in the people that are running it, and we feel like we've continued to get better in a lot of the things we're doing in the running game as the season has progressed. So, I think patience in the running game sometimes pays off big as the game goes on, and I think that was what you were referring to. You gotta stay committed to it as long as the game is the game is within reach, and try to help diminish some of the opportunities that the other team has to create some negative plays if you turn it into an all pass game.
Yeah, Josh. The Colts obviously have a pretty good defense, great pass rusher in Mathis, but yet they gave up 44 points the other day. Did that surprise you that Kansas City was able to put up that many points, and perhaps there's something there that you saw that, you can take advantage of?
Well, I think that, Indianapolis, they are a good defense. They have played well during the course of the season. I think Kansas City took advantage of a few opportunities and really made some big plays in critical situations. And then I think, took advantage of some turnovers in the game to really create the lead that they ended up playing the game with most of the time. So I think the turnovers, a few big plays here or there certainly can change the complexion of any game. And it seemed to do that the other day. That being said, this is a tremendously disruptive group. You mentioned Mathis, who certainly does a great job of getting to the quarterback and creating turnovers. That forced a lot of negative runs, in the last half of the season here, and really put some people in some negative yardage situations. And they make it difficult. To stand back there and throw the ball consistently because they do have a good pass rush, and they mix some pressure in there too to create some issues for you in your protection. So, big challenge for us certainly, we got a good long hard week of work ahead of us.
Hey, Josh, Tom Curran, how are you?
Good, Tom.
Just wanted to touch base if we could, whatever you could share from your experience over the weekend talking to the Cleveland Browns about their prospective head coaching opportunity or their head coaching opportunity and your prospects there.
I appreciate the question. I understand it. I know that's something that comes up each time this year for other coaches, and the opportunities are certainly flattering if they come up. That being said, I'm going to try to keep my focus on the Colts and our preparation this week. And like I've said in the past, I'm fortunate to have the job I have. I love being here. I love doing what I'm doing. And each opportunity comes along is a little different. And and I'm gonna leave it at that and continue to focus and put my attention and my effort into the Colts this week.
And I don't want to belabor it too much, but I'm just going to ask one follow. Can you confirm that you did sit down with Cleveland over the weekend, and that any decisions by them or you is still in the works, or just anything you can confirm that actually happened, so I'm not just sitting out here flying blind?
Yeah, we met, and that's about all there is at this point. Nothing further.
Josh, I wanted to ask you about Robert Mathis and just how disruptive he is. What do you see from him in terms of his ability to disrupt the game and how they move him around to do so?
Well, you know, this guy seems to be getting increasingly better as the years go on, which as an offensive coach, you tend to hope that it goes the other direction, but for Robert, I think this has certainly been an incredible year. We've seen every play that they've had on defense this year, and he's disruptive. He's as disruptive of a player on the edge that we have played or will play. He's got great speed and acceleration. He certainly does a great job of turning the corner. He's very rarely on the ground, and his motor and his effort are incredible. You can't ever assume that, well, I did enough, because if you assume that, then usually he ends up finishing the play better than you did, and a lot of times that ends up in a bad situation for the offense. He will play on either side. There's some things that, you know, where you can maybe by percentages and the personnel grouping you're in and the grouping they're in, kind of figure out where he may be more, and I would say by percentages he's more on the left than the right, but like I said, that doesn't mean a whole lot, because he definitely has been disruptive on both sides. They will flip him. You cannot guarantee that you're going to get him in one specific spot during the course of the game. I think that forces certainly both tackles to prepare and be ready to block him at any time, because you just never know, and they do a good job of blitzing enough to make sure that you can't just stand there and help on him all day. That'd be great to say, well, why don't we just put a guy over there to help? Well, I mean, they pressure enough with enough people, use the secondary, use the linebackers, that some of those people that you would like to use and help on a guy like him may have to be blocking blitzers as they send them. So, it's a difficult, he's had an incredible year. It's a difficult matchup for every team, because he's such an elite pass rusher. You got to do a great job of knowing where he's at, try to help on him as much as you can. And certainly I would think that getting the ball out on time, whatever that means, if it's a longer developing play or a quick throw, something like that, I think that you have to do a good job of understanding the concept of the play and then making sure that the ball's out when it's supposed to be out.
Josh, just circling back to the run game, and just with regard to the Colts, what do you see from their run defense?
The Colts, it's an active front, first of all. This is a team that will pressure a good chunk of the game. You're going to have to deal with, one, some blitzers down there near the front, a safety that comes down there near the front, but they got some real solid interior guys that create some negative plays by getting into the gap, penetrating into the backfield. They got some quickness and ability to get up the field like that inside, which has been disruptive for them. I think this is a team that tries to do a really good job of setting an edge on the running game, and Walden and Mathis do a pretty good job of that, and trying to force the ball back inside where their help is in terms of the safeties and the linebackers. And I think that we've seen a lot of times this year where teams have tried to circle him up and, you know, outrun him. And this is a pretty fast defense. And it's difficult to do that because whether it's the outside linebackers, Walden, Mathis, it's the inside linebackers who both have good speed, you know, or the safeties who both run very well as well. It's very difficult to do that. So you got to try to do the best you can of eliminating those penetration plays into the backfield and get a hat on one of the down safeties when he's down there, which is quite a bit, and try to get the runner started through the line of scrimmage and continue to make positive plays in a running game if you can.